Welcome to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are Two Chef Mission, and today we are going to be talking about meal variety with less stress. So why don't we go ahead and hop right into it?
But we hope you all have had a great week. We've had a very busy week. I think every week is busy for us.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. But tonight we are going to talk to you guys about some meal variety with less stress.
Yeah, which is awesome because I know that there are so many people out there that meal planning and finding a variety in meals can be very stressful, and it makes it really hard for them to fully commit to cooking at home and making that big leap.
Well, it also gets like very, I don't want to say mundane, but kind of, it can get to that like boring, like, oh, I'm eating the same thing over and over again. And that's what we hear from a lot of people. So there's a number of different challenges within maintaining diverse and interesting meal routines. And that one is probably one of the biggest ones, is that everyone feels like they kind of get into, they'll try a few things, but then they get back into that recipe rut.
Right. And I think one of the biggest things with the diversity in your meals is that as long as you have that variety, so that way you don't fall into the recipe rut, because that's a huge, huge pain point that I know way back when years ago I had to struggle with that. Just doing the same thing over and over again. And it, like you said, it does get mundane and it gets boring, but having something new really, really makes it exciting. Yeah,
I think it was definitely more challenging a little bit for us when we were still in very professional kitchens of where we were. It was very late nights.
That was hard.
It was super late nights, so we were always coming home late or having to get up and then jump right back into work. So it was just kind of like, what's the quickest thing? And that definitely drops you into that recipe rut. Which then motivation kind of like isn't as there.
It also comes down into time, because like when you're saying, well, we're in professional kitchens, and that quick turnaround from closing to opening and all of those factors that we had to take into consideration, the time that we had to actually plan and schedule meals ahead, it did feel like it was really difficult. And I feel like now, of course, it's gotten better, and it's, you know, we can actually plan more and have it better scheduled. But
yeah. So why do you think variety is important?
I feel like I lightly touched base on this because I feel like variety is really important in your meal plans, because without it, it, like you were saying, it becomes mundane, it becomes kind of bland, same thing, same old time, week in, week out. And with variety, it's exciting, it's something new, it's a different pace, it's a change. And that little change could make a huge difference.
I think one of the, a simple way of putting it, right, is like with working out, where if you do the same thing over and over and over and over again, one, your body gets way used to it. And so it
doesn't get
the best, you're not building as much of the muscle and things like that, because you're not, your body's used to it. But also the aspect of like your motivation is like, oh, I'm just doing the same thing again and again. It's very similar with, if you're not throwing in variety or kind of switching up and changing up what you're doing, you just get totally used to it, and then it's not as, you know.
Yeah, it's not exciting. And it's not. I think that's one of the biggest things, is that you want it to be exciting.
So the biggest space within it of variety is that it's more interesting to have varied meals in your diet, as well as it creates more of a balance within your nutrition.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because you're constantly having different vegetables, other ingredients that are really bringing in different nutrients that you may be missing out if you're sticking to the same old diet.
Yeah, so like, I feel like a good example would be like if you just had chicken, rice, and broccoli every day. you would be missing out on like all of the nutrition that's in all of the other vegetables and right. grains and proteins and things like right. that.
Also, so, that does kind of sound boring. And like, I know you can season it, and you does. Can always add seasoning to it, so it can always be exciting with a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like to constantly have chicken, rice, and broccoli every single night.
I would just want to quit.
Yeah, I would be like, let's change this up.
But that's where... Oh, I've lost my train of thought. I was like, it had to do with that. Oh, when you look at the aspect of like the diets where it's like that's yeah. super healthy and stuff, where I mean food is healthy in general, like
yeah,
you know. But the point is like where it's just you would see these pictures of a plate where it was like a chicken and like a little handful of tomatoes and like I think a salad or something. It was just like, that is so boring.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do with food. And that's one of the big reasons why we do what we do, because we have a huge passion for it. But absolutely. Also we love to share that so that you can have it too.
Yeah. And the more you grow in that passion, mm-hmm. the more excited you are to actually try out new recipes, get in the kitchen, and really experience something different.
Mm-hmm. So next would... When you're wanting to add more variety into your meals, right? Yeah. But you also don't want to bring on more added stress. It would be super important for you to figure out what is the stress that you're feeling within right. cooking or meal plan or your meals just in general. In right. general. Creating new words.
Yeah, that's okay. It happens all that's the time okay. here.
Earlier, my word was breezy recipes. And it was supposed to be easy recipes.
And it's
so
it happens a lot here. We are either constantly making up new words or
not intentionally either.
And that's the fun part. It's not intentional, but it happens.
That got a real good look from you of
yeah,
what?
I was like, what are you trying to say?
But you wanna figure out what is the stress that you're feeling about your meals.
Right.
Is it that you feel like you don't have inspiration within mm-hmm. them? And so that would kind of lead towards needing help with that, whether it's exploring online, doing a bit of research, asking for help.
Yeah.
So it could be inspiration. It could be that you're like, I just don't have time. Yeah, or that you feel that you don't have time.
Right.
Right. And there's some tricks that...
That we can, you know...
Well, we're going to talk about this
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, there are always tricks and mm-hmm. a little bit of tools and shortcuts in some ways.
Yeah. And then the other area that it could be is that you're kind of fearful of your either lack of skills or feeling that the recipes that are going to be varied are a lot more complex.
And that's... You know, I would say that's a pretty valid stress point, because if you feel that the recipes are going to be too complex, it could very easily stop you from even trying that recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I think everybody struggles with.
Well, the thing is when you have stress, whether it be lack of inspiration, your time, mm-hmm. fear of your own skills or complexity, it doesn't even just... stop you from doing one recipe. It stops you from even like initiating trying to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like this big wall of I'm not doing that.
Right.
But if you figure out what it is, then you can kind of face it head on and be like, okay, we're going to work through this.
Right. And I think that's a really good thing to say and a really good point to bring across, mm-hmm. because one of the best things is that if you're trying it and you're making those steps toward that momentum of getting more mm-hmm. comfortable and breaking through that fear and understanding that it's not so complex, it just is step by step, mm-hmm. that's gonna help you really break into that and grow.
Yes. So once you've figured out what your stress is, right, mm-hmm. it's kind of thinking about ways that you could add in variety. I don't know why I keep wanting to say just varied, but variety. How to add it in, but also simplify.
Right.
And these are certain, like, they're things we talk about a lot.
They really are.
Because they're very important, but they're also very simple. And
that's the easy the fact that we said it in unison. But I feel like that's a really great thing about what we're trying to provide and how we're trying to be able to help out and show you that it's not hard to do the things. It's simple step by steps to get to the end goal.
Yeah. So one way that you could do this is by doing batch cooking.
Right.
And that means that you would pick a specific day that you're going to cook all of your meals. Mm-hmm. And you can have variety throughout those recipes and also kind of mesh them together so that each week you're having a variety of different things, whether it be different vegetables, different proteins, things like that.
Yeah.
But each recipe has similar ingredients within it so that you're using it all.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest things that we do.
Yes. And the reason that batch cooking helps simplify is because you're doing all of it in one day. Therefore, the rest of your week, you're not having to feel tied to your kitchen to cook. Another option that you could have, and also, sorry, if you're interested in learning more about batch cooking, we have a podcast episode on that where we fully focus entirely on batch cooking.
So give that a listen.
Yes. But the next one is having, if you're wanting to sort of lightly have variety but not super dive into, is having themed nights. So this could mean that you have a rotating menu of, the simplified way of looking at it could be like some type of burger, some type of maybe casserole, some type of soup, some type of pasta. So and I've heard ones where they'll do like tacos every week and stuff, but like that seems a bit extreme. But
I was honestly gonna say that's actually, it does seem a little extreme, but you can change it up by the flavor and the protein that you're using.
And that's the point, is that you have a guide of, okay, each week I'm going to do these things, but you change the flavors by putting a spin on it.
Absolutely. There's that. There's also the option of, if you're a little bit more adventurous and you're starting to feel more confident in your kitchen, you could actually do more of a themed night based on cuisine. So one could be like Asian night, one could be Central American or South American.
Or like a week.
Or that's a great one right there.
Which
I like that.
Is something that we've done with our clients, is that we've done themed weeks of, like we did a Cajun Creole week. We did
a French week. Mm-hmm.
We did
Mediterranean.
We did two different French weeks, but we have multiple. But so like different regions.
Yeah.
And because you're picking it to like a specific region to focus the week, you're going to have similar ingredients throughout it.
Absolutely.
And so that's another way that you can do that with a little bit less stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you're going with regions to grow your skills a bit more, right, and you're more comfortable, or you want just the guide of this type of like burger, pasta, salad, something like that, each, and there's so many options within
each of
those things.
That's the crazy thing about food. There's so much variety when you really start looking at it and breaking it down into even specific themes, like you were saying, burger, pasta, you know, salad theme, like things like that. It's just, the possibilities really are endless.
Mm-hmm. The question is, do you want more information on themed nights, right?
I think that's a really good thing. If you do want more information, go ahead and...
Well, more information, but like maybe we do a focused live on...
I think that's a really good
the
point.
...the themed and like different options you could do. Right?
Yeah.
Let
us
know.
I think that's a really good option.
Let us know. Now, the next thing you could do is have your meals focused around planning with staple ingredients, which we do this on specifically nights that are like our quick, we call them quick step recipes, because they will either utilize specific staple ingredients that we always have on hand, or they might have like minor convenience items. I was like, what is the word? So that could be like a rotisserie chicken, right?
Yeah.
And that we don't always have on hand, but that's the type of convenience item we're talking about.
You know, but even speaking on rotisserie chicken alone, that can lend so much variety to it itself. Because just because you have a rotisserie chicken doesn't mean that it just has to be chicken on a plate.
No.
Like, you can shred it up, put it in tacos, you can put it really on anything.
Exactly. So, and for staple ingredients, like, what we always have are things like pasta, rice, tomato products, beans, because you can very easily utilize them to make meals. And it's a quick and easy way to do that. Especially, like, most pasta dishes are done in, like, 30 minutes or less.
Yeah. Which is fantastic, because if you're really looking for a quick meal and you're like, I don't have too much time to cook, throw yourself a pasta dish together and you'll be ready to eat in that, like you said, 30 minutes or less.
And I would say all three of these choices, whether it's batch cooking theme nights or planning around your staple ingredients, or if you kind of do a mix and match of all of them, it's very helpful within any of those stresses.
Yeah.
Of whether it's time constraints, your lack of inspiration, or feeling like things could be complex, it very much helps balance all of that.
In fact, you could even take a couple of those ways to simplify and lower stress and combine them where you have theme nights and then do more batch cooking.
And then something else that you could additionally have is figuring out what are your go-to recipes, right? So not necessarily to put you back into a recipe rut or anything like that, but have your go-to recipes kind of on the side,
right?
So that you always have them. So if you're like, okay, I have some cool different themed menu items, but I could grab one of my go-to recipes and plug it in. So you're still utilizing it, but you're using it as a support instead of just that.
Right. And I think that's having go-to recipes, I think, are really easy to be able to just pull and execute, because if they are your go-to recipes, then you know how to execute them very, very efficiently, and you know the process it takes, you know how the shortcuts work to make it happen that much faster.
And if you have those go-to recipes and you still feel that, like, I am terrified to try this, the upside is that if you already know them and you've basically mastered them, you could easily modify them.
Yeah.
And by that I mean, okay, so example. We were introduced to a pasta by family, and it was a Cajun chicken pasta.
Delicious on its own.
And very delicious. It was just pasta, chicken, sauce, right?
Yeah.
And has a little kick to it, which was delicious. Yeah. But we've done it with mushrooms. We've changed it out with broccoli. We've done, I think, spinach and squash. Yeah. Like, so the point is that you
did it with sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes, we've done it with sun-dried tomatoes. So, like, you just master the base, and then you can adjust by changing up the vegetables. You could make it vegetarian, take out the chicken, put a whole bunch of vegetables, that kind of thing. Exactly. So that's the cool thing of, if you're still worried about doing more variety and you just want to focus on your core recipes, you can just modify them a little bit.
And just those tiny tweaks and tiny modifications could yield a huge difference in flavor, in what it actually comes out to being. And it could just, honestly, it could be your new favorite go-to recipe.
Yeah.
So I think those are really good points to pull out and show. Now, do you have any easy recipe ideas that you'd like to share?
That was one of them.
I definitely like the Cajun chicken pasta. I think that's that a one's great one.
We haven't done it in a while.
We haven't,
it's been on our list to do.
Yeah, it's super fast, super good. And like you said, it's just chicken, pasta, a little cream sauce with a little bit of kick to it because of the seasoning that you want to put in. And again, it's your choice of what seasoning you put into it, so you can make it whatever, or what level of heat you want it to be.
I would say this one is a little bit more, I guess, health kicky, right? Because it's been on my list. Yeah. Quinoa bowls.
Quinoa bowls are fantastic.
But, like,
and they can be
don't
great.
Sleep on the quinoa bowl. Only because, like, you just make the quinoa, right? And you could have it hot or you could have it cold. But you pick whatever toppings you want. You want it to be almost like a Greek salad. You get your feta, your cucumber, your tomato, your red onion, some Kalamata olives, throw a little vinaigrette on there. Delicious.
Yeah. You can also make it more of like a Southwest quinoa bowl where you get some nice shredded chicken, get some corn, you put a little bit of salsa, you can grill the corn to give it that extra flavor, that extra bit of texture to it, and that extra complexity in its dish itself.
If you like it, throw some cilantro on there.
Yep, and not everybody likes cilantro. Some people just don't enjoy it.
Maybe some jalapeno.
Jalapeno would be great to get a little bit of
kick. So many options. If you're not a spice person, but you want to use some bell pepper.
You can even do an Asian quinoa bowl.
Oh my gosh, right? You could do a crab rangoon. We're going down the rabbit hole.
This is how we create menus and recipes of our own. Mm-hmm. Because again, we have this huge passion for food and passion for cooking that it really comes second nature now. Mm-hmm. That we talk about one component and it can stem off to 30 or 40 recipes.
Yes. It happened recently when...
It did.
We had someone ask about a cheesecake because...
Yes.
We had put a coffee cheesecake and a few people didn't prefer coffee. So we were like, idea.
One of them I really want to do.
And there's quite a bit.
Oh, no, I know.
Are we talking about the chili...
The mango.
The chili lime. Or chili mango. Chili lime. I don't
chili
know.
Mango
I kept wanting to say like chili salt. And then I'm like chili lime. No, chili mango. Chili mango cheesecake.
Exactly. Sounds that delicious. One. That one sounds amazing.
We might do that one live.
It's got that sweet. It's got a little bit of heat. And it just really brings a whole other level to the cheesecake, which I think would be fantastic.
Yes.
We'll do it on a live one day.
Yes. But, yeah. We hope you enjoyed learning a bit about how to have a little bit more meal variety with less stress. And should we recap?
We're going to recap it. So why don't we go ahead and start from the top?
So... When you're wanting to add variety in, find out what in general within cooking or meal planning or your meals is stressing you out.
Because once you find that,
you can
make the adjustments to make it more comfortable.
And then figure out whether cooking everything in one day or if that would be helpful or if you feel like adding in a little variety through themes.
Yeah.
Or... focusing more on your staple ingredients might be helpful. And if you have the stress of being very fearful of trying variety, figure out what your go-to recipes are and then modify them.
Yeah, because going from your go-to recipes and modifying from there, it's a great starting point because that shows that anything that you're making can really turn into a completely different dish. Just on the seasoning alone, or even just changing out one component.
Definitely. It can totally change it.
Right.
Sometimes you'll find like a new favorite dish.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever have any questions on how to do this or any of that, ask us. Yeah. Because we are here and we love getting to talk about food.
And we love to be a resource to you guys to be able to help guide you through this process and really show you that cooking at home really isn't that hard. It just takes one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. Just starting.
Yeah.
Right? And with that, we're almost done. But if you are in the group and you haven't seen the poll for Valentine's, for whether you're totally prepared or whether you need some help with planning, check it out and vote because we really want to do a live that is focusing on some fun Valentine snacks or a dinner or anything like that. However we can help you, probably sometime next week.
Yeah. So make sure you go and vote if you're not in the group. and you're seeing this,
join the group.
Join the group. We'd love to be able to have you part of there. Be part of the discussion.
Yes. But other than that, we hope you have a great weekend, and we will see all of you next week. Thanks for joining us. We hope you add some great variety into your meals with less stress. And if you are wanting to join our group, check out our Facebook group, Meal Planning for Busy Parents. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.